The ruling party of 18-year president Blaise Compaoré won about 13,000 of the nearly 18,000 councillor seats in the April 23rd local election. More than 70 parties were competing.
Le Burkina Faso parachève la mise en place institutionnelle de la décentralisation entreprise de...
While announcing the results in the capital Ouagadougou, election head Moussa Michel Tatsoba said the process consecrated a move toward decentralization. But he also expressed disappointment turnout was just 49%. However, the mayor of Ouagadougou, Simon Compaoré, no relation to the president, was overjoyed the ruling Congress for Progress and Democracy had done so well.
We have 12,000 councillors. It's too much. It proves that we are very, very, very powerful. You have seen what we have done in this city. Can you imagine that we need to teach? No, sir.
Authorities denied accusations of foul play on election day, saying opposition parties should have competed better. But a top official for the party that came in second with over 1,500 councillor seats, Belem Sidiki, alleges the foul play continues. Sidiki says councillors from opposition parties are being threatened by local authorities to switch to the ruling party, saying their villages or cities will lose government development money if they refuse to do so. He cites examples from his own Alliance for Democracy and Federation. In some parts of Burkina Faso, the opposition did win, like in the town of Banfora, which is near the border with Ivory Coast. Former rebel leader Bukari Kabore says many Burkinabes were disillusioned before the vote even took place.
My impression is that the people couldn't participate enough for that election. That's my first impression. I think it's not enough. The people getting maybe tired with the no direction, no true direction for the development, that's why.
Kabore's party was one of more than 20 parties that won no seats at all. A handful of parties won just one seat. Nico Colombet, VOA News, Abidjan.